All praise be to Allah, the Lord of all creation. Best peace and blessings be upon our Master Prophet Muhammad and his family members and his companions. We are doing some commentary on the chapter of Thunder. In the last lecture, we commented on the verse which indicates how comprehensive Allah's knowledge is. Almighty Allah knows all your affairs, and He teaches His servants that His knowledge is comprehensive and is infallible. This means that He will reward the good ones and He will punish the evil ones. And He will bring all people to account on the Day of Judgment. Almighty Allah does not change a people's lot unless they change what is in their hearts. Verily, Allah will not change the good condition of a people as long as they do not change their state of goodness themselves. Interpreters of the Holy Quran mentioned that this verse has a reason or an occasion for revealing it. One of the Bedouins came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, telling him that, "What will you give me if I accept Islam?" Then the Prophet said, "You have the same rights and duties as Muslims." This person said, "Will you make me the crown prince or the leader after you?" The Prophet said, "It is Allah's will. He gives it to whom He wills." Then this person said, "Do you accept that I rule the desert and you rule the town?" The Prophet said, "No. I will give you the leadership of armies to struggle for the sake of Allah." So the Prophet offered this person to appoint him as an army leader. This person said, "I am already a leader." This person is an unlucky one. If he surrendered himself to the Prophet as Umar and Abu Bakr did, he would have been a great person. Abu Bakr and Umar sold themselves seeking Allah's pleasure. They gave all their life to earn the pleasure of Allah. The one who seeks leadership should not be given it. So if you seek Allah's pleasure and if you win Allah's support, you have lost nothing. This person with his friend plotted to distract the attention of the Prophet and to kill him. And they agreed that they will pay the blood money of the Prophet. Both. Then one of them came up behind the Prophet, but they forgot that Allah is watching all this, and they forgot that Allah's watching is infallible, and Allah's plans and commands can never be defeated. So, my children, humans' plans can never overcome Allah's plans. So this person, Irbid, winked at his friend and tried to tell him to kill the Prophet. But Almighty Allah commanded the sword not to work. So if you win Allah's support, you will find Him helping you in all your affairs, in your hardships. Win Allah's help and support by supporting His religion. Let's go back to what early Muslims did. They conquered many countries. The conquest of love and the conquest of liberty and knowledge after many of their leaders and rulers considered themselves as gods. Then he left the Prophet and he threatened him to fill the city with knights and with horses. But the Prophet, peace and the blessings be upon him, said that Almighty Allah will prevent you from doing so. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, was so confident of Allah's support. And he said that the supporters and the immigrants, or Al-Ansar and Al-Khazraj, will support me as well. So he take precautions, and after that he depended on Allah and put his trust in Allah. While these two people walking in the desert, a storm swept Irbid's head away. So that head, which was not working, which was closed, was swept away by the storm. And the other one was affected by a blade and died of blade after he was afflicted by that disease. A gland in his neck began to grow very big and he died of that disease. So Almighty Allah is telling us and telling these two people that it is the same to Allah whether any of you conceal His speech or declare it openly. And all your soldiers and horses will avail nothing in the sight of Allah. They will not avail in the least against the will of Allah. They could not change anything decreed by Allah. So when you are truthful with Allah, Allah will be benevolent with you and will help you and reward you, because there is no reward for good other than good. But sometimes Allah also might delay your reward, as He also delays the punishment sometimes for some people. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, was put into many tests. Allah's promise will never be broken. Yes, it might be delayed for a wisdom that Allah sees. But an ignorant person, an unhappy person, an unsuccessful person is the one who is deceived by Allah's delay. The one who never fears Allah and thinks that Allah's punishment will not come. And even if they killed the Prophet, for example, there's no problem in this because there are many prophets who were. A Muslim never fears death because a believer believes that death and life is like a bird in his cage and as a beryl in its shell or oyster. So when we take the shell or the oyster and throw it away, will the beryl be affected? No. On the contrary, it will be put in the crowns of kings and queens. And also the bird will fly to lush gardens and will have its freedom. Yet, if a believer is affected by a test or a trial or tribulation, he will be the winner at the end. So, it is the same for Allah, whether you are hid by night or whether you go forth freely by day. It is the same for Him. Then Almighty Allah says, for each person there are angels in succession before and behind him. They guard him by command of Allah. So there are angels who are watching everything and recording your deeds. And that's why Almighty Allah directly commanded that that person will die in the desert by a storm and the other will die by a disease. So these angels, are protecting believers by the command of Allah and also are punishing. Some others by the command of Allah as well. Almighty Allah says that do people think that they will be left alone on saying we believe and that they will not be tested? We indeed tested those who were before them, and Allah will certainly make it known the truth of those who are true and will certainly make it known the falsehood of those who are liars. Believers in the early times of Muslim history were sacrificing all their lives for Islam. They were persistent before hardships and difficulties. They never feared anything, and now many Muslims just want to sit on cozy sofas and just sit without having any stress, without having any difficulties, without having any hardships. This is impossible. Khalid bin al-Walid, when he was in his last illness, they noticed that his body is full of stabs. There was a stab in each and every inch of his body. He said, I desired and I wished to die as a martyr. And I used to throw myself into death, but now, unfortunately, I'm dying in my bed, on my bed. So woe to the coward ones. This is the true Muslims who were persistent, who were patient, who wished to sacrifice their own lives for the sake of Islam. A woman might lose all her family members, yet she will be persistent and she will only ask about the Prophet's life. Also their children, and their young ones. They were all courageous ones. They never feared anything, and they never desired any worldly gains. Their only gain was seeking Allah's pleasure. So where is those Muslims who were the greatest among all other nations? They were not defeated at all by any others. Now, unfortunately, we lack people who truly and perfectly build Islam and promote Islam. Now, all peoples are searching for the truth. 2 days ago, I met the Ministry of Media, and he sent me an American priest who had some questions on Islam. So he sent it to me. He sent him to me. He asked many questions on Islam and about peace and about other issues. By Allah, he was so shocked and astonished, because modern people and educated people will definitely be astonished by the facts of Islam and the realities of Islam. That person or that priest turned to be as one of you. So, isn't it so shameful on the Arabs to waste their time with play and amusement, yet we are facing one of the biggest disasters? We should go back to Islam and to the Quran, which unites our hearts, and we must go back to the Quran, which removes spite and rancor, and which removes all kinds of injustice and oppression. Islam is not only for the Arabs. It is to unite all the world's peoples. This is your community, one community, and I am your Lord, so worship me alone, as the Quran says. This is not my will. It is Allah's will. As he says in the Holy Quran, we have not sent you except as a mercy to all the creation. In Japan, we have Muslims. In Germany, in America, all over the world. I met many leaders in the Soviet Union, and I made many dialogues with them about Islam, and no one of them could reject the clear facts of Islam. We have many people in our Muslim world, but we do not know how to benefit from them. Islam serves all fields and lines of life, in politics, in economy, in social issues, in technology, in science, and in all fields of life, nationally and internationally. May Allah open our hearts and minds to understand Islam and to be sincere to our Arabism and to our Islam. So there are angels who are protecting each person or causing him or her the decrees of Allah. We have repeated the same verse or the same part of the verse, but anyway, you have listened to something new. So Almighty Allah will not change a people's lot unless they change what is in their hearts. If you want to reap wheat, you must sow wheat. So you will reap what you sow. And if your treatment and if your dealing or if your works are not good, you will not pick up good results. You must first change your works, change your deeds, change your behavior, change your intentions and thinking in order to have good results. If you want Allah's support, you must change your behavior, you must change your condition. You should search for someone who helps you do that. The Arabs now are disunited. We must turn to unity, not by wishfulness, not by wishing or mere hopefulness. The Prophet made unity in the hearts of the Arabs, and after that all their countries were united. He did not have any worldly aim, he did not have any worldly gains or objectives behind his work. He did his best not only to serve the Arabs, but to serve all humans everywhere. Never think that things will be changed by mere supplication and prayer. Things will never change by mere wishing. It needs persistence and hard work. You must exert all your effort to achieve good results. Poverty will not change to richness if you do not change your education and condition. Allah will not humiliate you with no reason. If you change by disobedience to Allah, if you change faith into disbelief, if you change goodness into evil doings, then Almighty Allah will not support you. He will not protect you. He will not be in your side. Also, on the other hand, if you were disobedient to Allah, you can't change yourself to be an obedient one, but that needs a price. It cannot be by nothing. You can never pick up the fruits without planting trees. This is what the Quran says, and what logic says, and what science says. You must abandon your laziness, your closed mind. You must go back to this, to the rules of science, to the rules of religion, if you are a successful one. But if you are an unsuccessful one, a miserable one, you will not be benefited, or you will not benefit from anything, even from prophets and messengers themselves. There are some people who sat with the Prophet, who listened to the Prophet, but they did not benefit from him. And some of them might say, or would say, when a chapter is revealed, which of you has had his faith increased by this chapter? As for those who believe, it has increased their faith and given them joy. So sometimes rain will be harmful. It will, for example, increase the bitterness of colatin. And on the other hand, it might cause other plants to grow. It might produce lily and Arabian jasmine and other flowers by that rain. It is narrated that the Prophet, peace and the blessings be upon him, says, in the tradition narrated by Ibn Abi Shayb and others, the Prophet says that Almighty Allah revealed to one of the prophets of the children of Israel, saying, by my glory and majesty, I am the Lord, I am the Lord, by my glory and majesty. Each and every village or people who are disobeying me and who are doing what displeases me, such as evil doings, behavior and actions and other things. Yes, we are fallible. We commit sins. We sin. But we have to repent and go back to Allah and ask for His forgiveness. If you fall in dirt, for example, should you stay all your time there? Not at all. You have to go away and clean yourself. So each and every people and town who are disobeying me and who are doing what displeases me, then they change their situation and then start obeying me and repenting to me. I will also change my treatment towards them and my condition towards them. I will show them my mercy and I will protect them and support them. Again, I will repeat the tradition for you. Almighty Allah revealed to one of the prophets of the children of Israel, saying, tell your people that I am the Lord, by my glory and majesty. There is no people or village or town who are disobeying me, and then they change their condition to be obedient and to be pious, except that I will shower them with my mercy and forgiveness. And on the other hand, if some people or if any people are obeying me and are pious, then they change into disobedience and into disbelief, then I will also punish them. I will also change my way of treating them. I will show them what they don't like. So Almighty Allah does not change the condition of any people unless they themselves make the decision to change. Allah does not change a people's lot unless they change what is in their hearts, unless they change their condition and their behavior. So this tradition is a kind of an explanation of this verse. And all praise be to Allah, the Lord of all creation.